This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The Pasuk in Parashas Kisavai, Perik Chavches, Pasuk Yud says, V'ro'u kol amei ha'oretz, and all the people of the world will see, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that Hashem's name is proclaimed over you, V'yor Mimeka, and they will fear you. And the Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav asks, what is the Pasuk referring to, that the Goyim will see, and that will cause them to fear you? And the Gemara answers, Elu Tefillin Sheberosh. The Goyim will see the Tefillin Sheberosh, and that will cause them to fear you. On the topic of Tefillin, there is a well-known machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam regarding the order of the four parshiyos of the Tefillin. According to Rashi, the order follows the order that is written in the Torah. The parsha of Kaddish first, followed by the parsha of Vahoye Kiviyacha, and then followed by Shema, and then Vahoyim Shemaya. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the last two parshiyos, Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya, are switched, making the order Kaddish Vahoye Kiviyacha, Vahoyim Shemaya, and then Shema. In Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Mem Dalet, the halach is brought that the parashiyos of the tefillin should be wrapped with a sa'ar shel egel, the hair of an egel. It is also brought that the hair that is wrapped around the parsha of Vahoyim Shemaya should protrude and stick out of the bias and be seen from the outside, from between the parsha of Vahoyim Shemaya and the parsha before it. Based on this, one can make a very useful observation. Have you ever wondered how can one know if it's Tefillin Shel Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam without opening up the batim? Well, it's very simple. Since the hair that is wrapped around the parsha of Vahoyim Shemaya is the one that is seen from the outside, and by looking where the hair is protruding, one can tell if it's Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, Vahoyim Shemaya is the last parsha, and the hair that protrudes is between the fourth parsha, Vahoyim Shemaya, and the third parsha, Shema. So if you see the hair toward one side of the bias, it's obviously Tefillin Shel Rashi. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the order is Kaddish Vayikiviyacha, Vahoyim Shemaya, and then Shema. So the hair that protrudes between the parsha Vahoyim Shemaya and the previous parsha is protruding between the third parsha, Vahoyim Shemaya, and the second parsha, Vayikiviyacha, making the hair that is seen right in the middle of the bias, between parshas 2 and 3. So by looking at the tefillin from the outside, one can clearly tell if it's Tefillin Shel Rashi or Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, even without opening up the bottom. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in this week's parsha, we have the Teichecha, the curses that will befall Klal Yisrael if they stray from Hashem. The Chida quotes Reb Shamshon Masrupoli, who says that the Teichecha in this week's parsha has 676 words in it. And to counter these 676 words of Teichecha, the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, which is the name that personifies Midas HaRachmonis, appears 26 times in the Teichecha. Yudkei Vavkei has the numerical value of 26. And when it appears 26 times in the Teichecha, it's 26 times 26, which equals 676. So the name Yudkei Vavkei 26 times, which equals 676, will counter the 676 words of the curses of the Teichecha. Says Reb Shamshon, this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitul Amidali, Rabo Yisroi Tzadik Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. Tzadik in this pasuk is referred to Moshe Rabbein. Rabo Yisroi Tzadik, many evils and Teichecha did the Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu say in Parashas Kisavot. How many Rois? 676, which is the gematria of the word Rois. Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. The name Hashem used there is the name Yudkei Vavkei. Umikulam, and from all these curses, Yatzilenu Hashem, the name Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, will save us from these curses. Yudkei Vavkei 26 times, which equals 676, will save us from the Rabbi's Rois, Rois Bigamatria 676.